плача по тисині, плине кача по тисині. Мамко ж моя, не лай мені, мамко ж моя, не лай мені.
Ей, залаєш ми в злу годину, залаєш ми в злу годину.
Сам не знаю, де погину, сам не знаю, де погину.
Ей, погину я в чужім краю, погину я в чужім краю.
Хто ж ми буде брати яму, хто ж ми буде брати яму?
Ей, виберуть ми чужі люди, виберуть ми.
Жаль ти, мамко, буде, ці не жаль ти, мамко, буде.
Ей, якби ж мені, синку, не жаль, якби ж мені, синку, не жаль.
На моїм серцю лежав, ти ж на моїм серцю лежав.
Ей, плине кача у потисині, плине кача.
Hey, Plena Kacha, that is a song by Picardiska Tercia, a traditional Ukrainian folk song that translates as the floating duck. And it is actually a requiem type of song. It's about mothers losing sons going to war. It's quite old for those who know Ukrainian music, but it has been transformed into a tribute to the fallen of the Maidan. And it was sung at the funeral of the Belarus young man, Michael Zhizhnevskoho. It was his favorite song, and it just grew from that to be a tribute to all the fallen. Very touching, because there is a verse in there, if you're not familiar with Ukrainian, there is a verse in there that talks about a young man dying in a foreign land, and so that is very fitting. Picardiska Tercia and Hey, Plene Kacha. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And we started out with a sad song. However, with all the sadness going on, I somehow don't think that Ukrainians in Ukraine or elsewhere would really think badly of us if we played happy music, because we're known. Our music, so much of our music is happy music. Much of it, granted, is happy music just to cheer ourselves up because of all the sad times. So let's move forward with a lot of toe-tapping music this hour, just to snap ourselves out of the doldrums and hopefully send some happy, good energy to Ukraine, to the fighters there, that will ensure their success in defeating this enemy and building a strong, peaceful, and prosperous society, which is something that we all want for them. So coming up next, we've got Darko and Slavko. This is a duo, an American duo that's since unfortunately split up, but they left behind great music, many great recordings while they were producing music together. And this song is called Na tramvajni zupinci, at the trolley stop.
Я хлопець несміливий, дівчат я сторонюсь, і навіть розмовляти з ними я боюсь. Такий характер в мене, нещастя немале, мовчу, бо всі говорять, але
на трамвайні зупинці
я зустрів дівчат чудове.
Почалася розмова
за словечком слова,
і про все ми забули.
Чого ж то все ми з нею стоїмо і чекаємо?
Не знала, що кохання, мов бур'я весняна, так раптом і неждано прийде одного дня. Пора вже розставатись, мов вже додому час, пробачте, як вас звати, а вас на трамвайній зупинці я зустрів дівча чудове. Почалася розмова за словечком слова, і про все ми забули, іде трамвай за трамваєм. Та чого ж то все ми з нею стоїмо і мовчить, не замовка.
Хотів я від любови тікати, поки час, даю вам чесне слово, аж тут якраз
на трамвайній зупинці я зустрів дівча чудове. Почалася розмова за словечком слова, і про все ми забули, іде трамвай за трамваєм. Та чого ж то все
Early Bird Weekend Passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival are now available for only $80. CNUF 2016, July 29th to 31st, Dauphin, Manitoba. Call 1-877-474-2683 or visit cnuf.ca.
Цілуєш радів 40, я прийшов, тебе нема. Підманула, підвела, ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела, ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела, ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти казала усереду, поженем разом череду, я прийшов, тебе нема. сказала, у п'ятницю підем разом по сониці. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму звела. У суботу підем разом на роботу. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума в розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму звела. Ти казала у неділю підем разом на весілля. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума в розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума в розуму звела.
And a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Ти ж мене підманула, You Seduced Me. And that is performed by Troye Zilya. That is a trio, which is an offshoot of a new band called the Cherry Band. That group has 7 members. And these 3 decided to splinter off. They're still with Cherry Band, but they're also doing this in addition. And it is a sort of an experimental or a musical experiment that they consider it. They are doing performances that are interactive on a physical level. So they're going, they're doing concerts in schools, they're doing concerts for adults as well, in places where the audience can participate. And I had the great good fortune to witness one of these concerts with Troye Zilya, Anastasia Wojciuk, and I connected on Facebook, and it just so happened that it worked out. They were doing a concert while I was there in a school, a special needs school, and this is blind children. And unbeknownst to me, I thought this would be just a regular concert, but and all these kids started filing in, and obviously special needs children, and some of, I didn't realize they were all blind children, but that's what the school is for. And this interactive concert was absolutely brilliant. I sat pretty much in tears the whole time. It was just so remarkable. These children actually can really sing. They are known for their singing skills, and so they did some songs as well as the group did. The group had some great instrumentation, and the kids had great voices, and it was just something to behold. So again, that was Troye Zilya with Ти ж мене підманула. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Добра горілка, будемо пити аж до понеділка, будемо пити аж до понеділка. Сядемо курми, сядемо по 40, випиймо курцю ще й у вівторок, випиймо курцю ще й у вівторок.
And from Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was Dean Wasilowski with Kalena on violin there. And that was Oy Kume Kume. Up next, more from Manitoba. This is the By Request Band from their CD Boys Gone Wild and the Primetime Polka. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Hanukkah is a joyous holiday celebrated every year by Jews around the world with the lighting of candles or wicks in olive oil on a candelabra called a menorah, or Chanukiah in modern Hebrew. Traditional Hanukkah treats include potato latkes, called pliatske, or derune in Ukrainian, and sufgoniot, donuts with jam, called pampushke in Ukrainian. There is also a tradition to give Hanukkah gelt, coins, and more recently, gifts to children. And there is a special Hanukkah dreidel game. A dreidel is a top, or dziga, in Ukrainian. Hanukkah is actually a relatively minor Jewish holiday. There are no religious restrictions on work, other than a few minutes after lighting the candles. In North America, however, as a symbol of Jewish identity, Hanukkah has assumed a place equal to Passover, largely due to its proximity on the calendar to Christmas. As a result, in this part of the world, Hanukkah has integrated several Christmas-related customs, in particular, extensive gift-giving and Hanukkah parties. The lit menorah is placed in windows or at the doors of Jewish houses during the festival alongside neighboring Christmas lights. In Ukraine during Soviet times, Judaism could not be practiced freely, so there was no way to buy a menorah. It wasn't even possible to see a menorah in museums, as it was considered a forbidden religious item. Yet the tradition was kept secretly. Even Jewish prisoners in Soviet jails and concentration camps stubbornly sought a way to fulfill the commandment. If they were not able to find candles or a vessel to fill with oil, they made Hanukkah lights out of a half potato with sunflower oil and wicks out of cotton. Hanukkah, known as the Festival of Dedication and also the Festival of Lights, commemorates the victory of the Maccabees over the Syrians in 165 BCE. The Syrian invaders wanted Jews to renounce their God and turn to idolatry. Hanukkah also honors the memory of the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. The temple had been defiled by the Syrians, who, among other things, erected a statue of Zeus in the temple. An integral part of the temple service was keeping the lights of the golden menorah burning all the time. Only high-quality olive oil produced by priests in ritual purity was acceptable to be used in this service. The tradition tells us that when the temple was recaptured by Jews, only one small vessel of consecrated oil was found, enough for just one day. The oil was immediately lit, and miraculously, it sufficed for 8 days until new oil was prepared. Jewish sages established Hanukkah as a festival for this length of time to commemorate the miracle and the triumph against religious oppression. Today, as in years past, lighting the menorah is the essence of celebrating Hanukkah. Every Hanukkah night, Jewish families get together to light the menorahs, with oil to commemorate the miracle of the temple, or with usual candles. Each night of the festival, an additional candle is lit until, on the last night, 8 candles are burning. Each candle has its own special meaning. On the first night, a light for freedom. On the second night, a light for tolerance. On the third night, a light for peace. On the fourth night, a light for courage. On the fifth night, a light for knowledge. On the sixth night, a light for charity. On the seventh night, a light for responsibility. On the eighth night, a light for continuity. Today, Jews in Ukraine celebrate Hanukkah freely. The Jewish community gatherings on Hanukkah demonstrate the triumph of the deeply held belief in the Almighty over totalitarianism. Just as with the first Hanukkah, faith triumphed over idolatry and oppression. On this Hanukkah, as on every Hanukkah, Jews wish for each other to be blessed with light and peace in all homes and for peace around the world. Shalom.
Join us again for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
Geschwinder, zimt Kinder, die dienen kelich Telefon. Sogt al Hanissim, läuft Gott vor den Issim und kommt kicher Tanze in Korn. Sogt al Hanissim, läuft Gott vor den Issim und kommt kicher Tanze in Korn. Jehude hat vertrieben dem Säune dem Rotzeach und hat den Beit HaMikdash gesungen am Nazeach. Die Stadt Jerusalem hat wieder aufgelebt und zu einem neuen Leben hat jeder gestrebt. Geschwinder sind Kinder, die dienen Kelich Telechon. Sogt Al-Hanissim, läuft Gott vor den Nissim und kommt Gicher Tanze in Korn. Sogt Al-Hanissim, läuft Gott vor den Nissim
and a traditional Jewish Hanukkah song called Hanukkah, O Hanukkah, in Yiddish. And that is from a YouTube video found on the channel Jewish Holiday Songs on YouTube. Again, that was Hanukkah, O Hanukkah. And this year, Hanukkah falls between December 6th and 14th.
Thank you.
Lubostock from Lviv and Vasil.
На зиму через шкло кльово б так самому в хаті скоро різдво і Миколай бородатий скоро українці будуть співати не просто так без причини будуть колядувати і Миколай бородатий ла-ла-ла ла 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 будуть колядувати і Миколай бородатий. Дивлюсь вікно, сніг лопатий, хтось там йде до нашої хати, то не якийсь Дід Мороз, то Миколай бородатий. Мені принесе він нову гітару, до вас прийде також незабаром. Святий Миколай, Миколай бородатий. Ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла-ла. Святий Миколай, Миколай бородатий. Потім Різдво, Христос ся рождає, нова радість стала. Вертепи співають, падає сніг лопатий, чекаємо свята. Шинки, компаси і оселедці, пампушки і вушка, куття і прецлі. Будем колядувати і Миколай бородатий. Миколай Миколай бородатий, скоро Різдво, Миколай бородатий, скоро Різдво, і Миколай бородатий.
And from Ukraine, that was a group called Plach Yeremi, and that song was Mikolai Borodachi, and that is a nod to good old Saint Nick. And if you're wondering what Borodachi means after his name, it means bearded. So again, that was Plach Yeremi and Mikolai Borodachi.
Від хати до хати біленьким сніжком ходить святий Миколай з мішком, приносить дарунки на втіху, радості море і щирого сміху. Хай осініть своєю любов'ю, мудрості дасть і сили, і здоров'я. Ласкою серденько хай зігріває і усі мрії заповідні здійсняє.
Подушку покладе.
ось така-то ніч на Миколая. Хто проспав, хай іншої шукає.
And that delightful choir from Ukraine called Obukhyo Choir, and the songs were Christmas Magic and A Magical Night from a CD called Christmas and St. Nicholas, which came to us courtesy Andrew Viter at .com Recordings. You can order their CDs, and they have a lovely collection, direct from them, .com Recordings at cdbynet.net. Now, why are we talking Christmas already when by tradition Christmas starts on Christmas Eve, December 24th on the Gregorian calendar and January 6th on the Julian? Well, of course, we're not talking Christmas so much as we are St. Nicholas. And by Ukrainian custom, this saint's holiday is celebrated a few weeks before Christmas. In Ukrainian tradition, the gift-giving custom and St. Nick are separate from celebrating the birth of Christ, which is the original reason for the season. St. Nick, or Mykolai Bordaty, which is bearded St. Nick, is the Ukrainian Santa Claus, and his holiday is celebrated on December 6th on the Gregorian calendar and December 19th on the Julian calendar. Here is Father Theo Machinsky of St. Michael's Ukrainian Catholic Church here in Nanaimo to give us a bit more background on this revered historical figure and how he has morphed into various cultural adaptations over the centuries.
Дорогі браті і сестри, слава Ісусу Христу! This is Father Theo Machinsky of St. Michael's Ukrainian Catholic Parish in Nanaimo with наші священні традиції, a look at our sacred traditions. Everywhere we go in the malls, there's a Santa to greet us. And it's so easy at times to lose sight in this time of over-commercialized Christmases, just where Jesus fits into the picture, into all this preparation. Santa Claus has become the secular symbol for Christmas, and more, there seems to be less room for Christ in Christmas. However, as we journey towards Christmas, we have a special guide who points the direction to the true focal point of this holiday season, that is God becoming one of us. And the special guide is the one whose feast day we celebrate every December the 6th. This guide, some call Santa Claus, others Papa Noel, is also known as Baba Natala, or Father Christmas. But his real name was Nicholas, which means victorious. He was born in Asia Minor in the year 280 in what is now present-day Turkey. Orphaned at the age of 9 when his parents died of a plague, in school he didn't major in toy making or marketing, but studied Greek philosophy and Christian doctrine. At an early age, he became a priest and later on Bishop of Myra in the early 4th century, and died on December 6th around 350 AD. There's many stories that come down to us about the many works he accomplished. As a spiritual shepherd, St. Nicholas distinguished himself for his pastoral zeal and uncommon goodness of heart. He also worked miracles which made people consider him a saint even before his death. He assisted the poor, protected the innocent, comforted the suffering and sick. Several times during his episcopacy, St. Nicholas saved people from imminent starvation. Obviously, St. Nick, being a bishop, never married. But that's not to say he wasn't a romantic. According to legend, he showed kindness to a poor neighbor who was unable to support his 3 daughters. He provided them with a dowry money so that they could get married. One night he dropped a few gold coins through the window of the house, and this story was a seed that became the legend of Santa Claus. Over time, the gift grew from a handful of coins to bags of coins. Instead of dropping them through the windows, he dropped them down the chimney. And rather than land on the floor, the bags of coins landed in the girl's stockings. And from there, the rest is history. It can't be stressed too strongly that St. Nicholas's generosity came from the fact that he was a truly holy man. As Archbishop of Myra, he was a visible symbol of faith during a time when Christians were being persecuted, and his gift of money pale in comparison to the wonderful gift of faith he shared with his people. In remembering St. Nicholas, it is his example of holiness and loving care for others that we should remember most clearly. St. Nicholas saw Jesus in each person he met, no matter what their circumstances, and tried to meet those needs, both physical and spiritual. In doing so, he provided us with a very good example during this Christmas season. As an afterthought, what would St. Nick have to say about Santa Claus? I'm not sure, but as long as we come to realize the true meaning of the Feast of Christmas and recognize the need to give of ourselves, both our time and our talents, for the benefit of others, the magic of Santa still has room in the joy of the Christmas season. This is Father Theo Machinsky for Nosh Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, z Bohom.
Coming up next, we've got a group called Haidamaka from Ukraine with Nechai Nechai Mikolai.
early bird weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival are now available for only $80. CNUF 2016, July 29th to 31st, Dauphin, Manitoba. Call 1-877-474-2683 or visit cnuf.ca.
Вислухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And that was the Ukrainian Connection from Saskatchewan from their volume one of Ukrainian dance favorites. And that was the West Country Waltz. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто дурницями живе, той і дурним буде. And our proverb of the week translates as, whoever lives a foolish life becomes a fool, or more accurately translated, whoever lives amongst fools becomes a fool. So with that, we've come to the end of another edition of Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio to take us home. The Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg with Izzy's Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nosh Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!